Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen. Thank you so much for tuning in. And by the way, if you have been enjoying our podcast, would you be so kind as to subscribe and leave a review? It will really help us out a lot, and I would really appreciate it. So thank you. All right, so let's talk about simplifying your life. There are ways to do so, and I'm going to cover them in just a bit, but I wanted to share something that Peter Walsh once said, and it is, clutter is not just stuff on the floor. It's anything that stands between you and the life you want to be living. And I'm going to repeat that. Clutter is not just the stuff that's on the floor. It's anything that stands between you and the life you want to be living. So it doesn't have to be just the clutter you see on your floor or elsewhere, but it could be anything that is keeping you from having the life you want to live. And there is so much more to having clutter, right? It affects us in so many ways. The word simplify is defined by Oxford's Learning Dictionary as to make something easier to do or understand. So once again, the definition of simplify is to make something easier to do or understand. So what can we do to make things easier for us? I'm going to give you five key ways. So let's get started with number one, which is no surprise, is what I just spoke about, and that is removing clutter from your home. Your home is your sanctuary. You want to simplify your home by removing clutter, removing physical items that you don't love or need. So go through your items and let go of what you no longer need. And if you're having a hard time letting go, then I would recommend that you go and have a listen to episode number one, which is called Learning to Let Go. When you're finished this episode, there are some great tips on there as well on how to let go. And that's episode number one. All right. So you are going to let go what you no longer need, and you're going to be tough, right? You're going to be tough, and you're only going to keep what you really need or want. And you don't want to keep everything, right? So when I say keep just what you need or want, you don't want to keep everything because that would be no good, right? You just don't want to. So you have to limit what you're going to want to keep. So keep that in mind. And also you want to limit what comes into your home as well, right? So you want to limit what you're bringing into your home. So I thought what I'd do is I'd give you a couple of suggestions on how to help you so that you don't bring in too much stuff into your home, because that is probably the number one problem that causes clutter. And that is that if you keep bringing things into your home, it's going to get cluttered. There's no way around it. There's no way to avoid it. It's going to happen. If you keep bringing stuff in and you're not letting stuff out, then that's what's going to happen. You're going to end up with clutter. So I would like you to follow the one in, one out rule. If you can, there is, it's really the only way to prevent you from having items piling up in your home is to let go of what you bring in. So you need to balance the number of items you have. And by doing so, you need to stop bringing in more than you let go. So that is really that one in, one out rule. Another thing that you could do is get off those mailing lists and magazine subscriptions, especially if the magazines are piling up and you find yourself not reading them. So if you're not reading them, then you might as well stop subscribing, right? Because you don't read them. So don't bother having them come in the house. If you do read them, then let them go after you read them. Read them, enjoy them, and then let them go and donate them and let other people read them. Or if you really like to keep some to reference again, just keep a couple of your favorites and let the rest go. Because having magazines piled up, collecting dust is not good. And I see that when I'm working with clients sometimes where there's magazines in a pile with dust on it. I know then they're not reading them. They're not looking at them. It's just taking up space in their home, and you might as well let them go. So if you're in that situation, my recommendation would be to let them go. And the third thing that I wanted to say about limiting what you bring into your home is to stop shopping. And when I say stop shopping, I don't mean altogether, because yes, we do need to shop for things. But this goes back to having just what you need, right? If you are one to shop when you get depressed or you're stressed, you're having a bad day, and it makes you feel better to shop, think twice about it, because it only makes you feel better for a short time. And then you end up having clutter, or you end up having items that you don't need, which then turns into could be clutter, right? Because it takes up valuable space in your home. So really stop shopping a lot, or limit what you're shopping for. And one of the things that I was going to mention, that if you're having that bad day and you feel like shopping, don't. Instead, write down what you'd like to shop, what you'd like to buy, where you want to shop, what you want to buy. Just write it down. Don't do it. Wait a couple of days and then see if you still need to purchase those items, because sometimes we do it on a whim and then afterwards we'd realize we shouldn't have done that. So stop shopping for things you don't need. Okay. So, okay, let's move on now to number two, which is when we're talking about simplifying your life. We just talked about number one, and we talked about your home and removing clutter. And another way to simplify your life is number two, which is financial. And we're just going to talk about financial for a few seconds here. And so, is there a way that you can simplify your finances? Do you have debt? If so, can you set up a financial plan to get yourself out of debt? Do you need to talk to a money coach or someone who can help you set up a plan to get out of debt? So consider reaching out to a professional who can help you. Also, do you check your bank accounts frequently so you can see what is happening on a regular basis with your accounts? And some people don't, and we forget about them, and then we don't see what's going in and out of our accounts. So I recommend that to help you is to actually go through your account on a regular basis. Just hop online if you have access online and just keep an eye on what's going in and out and check your balances. All right. Do you have money invested? And if so, do you check your investments frequently to see how things are going? Because my recommendation is not to wait for your financial advisor to get in touch with you. Instead, keep on top of your investments yourself and how it's doing. So I actually used to work for a financial advisor. And sometimes we've had clients where they didn't really keep track of it until the financial advisor would meet with them, sometimes once a year, sometimes twice a year, depending on the client. The clients were probably called during the year as well, because the financial advisor that I worked for was actually very good at keeping track of the clients. But sometimes the clients aren't paying attention. So my recommendation is that to just keep an eye on your investments and don't wait to be talked to by your financial advisor. Make sure you're on top of it as well. Also, do you have an emergency fund? And if not, I highly recommend you do, because things always come up that you may not be expecting. If you own a home and one day you need a new roof, well, that's a big chunk of change, right? So you want to make sure you have money set aside for things that you don't expect. Another example is car repairs. You don't always know when your car will need repairs. And when it happens, that can be costly as well. So there is nothing more stressful than having to dish out a bunch of money and not knowing where you're going to get it. So make sure you have that emergency fund set aside as well. So to keep your life more simplified and less stress, keep track of your finances and reach out for help if you need to. So number three is relationships. And we're going to talk now about relationships. The best way to simplify your life when it comes to relationships is to stay away from toxic people or people who are causing you a lot of stress. And I'm not a therapist, so I'm not an expert in this field, but we've all met people who have been toxic, and it's just not worth sometimes being around them. So if you can avoid them, do so. I know sometimes we can't avoid people that may be toxic in our lives, but if there are some we can avoid, then it helps, because we want to have a simplified life and we don't want to be dealing with the extra stress of dealing with toxic people if we don't have to. Also, when it comes to relationships, it is okay to ask for help. I find we live in a fast-paced society and we often have a lot on our plates. So ask for help, whether it is help around your home or whether you want to ask your colleagues at work for help or family members that may be able to help you. What I would recommend you do is write down the tasks that you do and think about who can help you with these tasks. So once again, write them down that you do. And to help simplify your life, who can you ask to help you with some of these? And last, it's okay to say no. I don't know about you, but I always feel guilty if I have to say no to someone, but sometimes we just have to. And if we have too much on our plates, we just have to say no, and that's okay. And okay, so I realize I just mentioned to you to ask for help from somebody else, and now I'm saying for you to say no to somebody else. But sometimes we just have to balance what we are doing. So if you find yourself doing too much, then simplify your life by doing less and saying no, if you can. Okay, so before I go on to number four, I want to quickly mention that if you're on Facebook and haven't joined our free Facebook group, Organize for Success, feel free to join. It's a great community, lots of great info in there, and you can be among a community of awesome members. Also, if you want a copy of my 7 top organizing tips to get you started, which is free, just hop onto my website at secondsetofhands.ca. It's written out, the word second, not the number. So it's secondsetofhands.ca and request a copy and it'll be sent to you right away. Okay, so just to go back now. So number one was clearing your clutter. Number two was finances. Number three, we talked about relationships. And now number four is mind clutter. And how can we declutter our mind? Well, decluttering your home will help, but we already mentioned that. So what else can you do to help declutter your mind? You could carry a notepad or a phone app and you can brain dump on a daily basis. Whenever you think of something that you need to do, write it down, get it out of the brain, do that brain dump. And then that helps with our mind clutter as well because we've got it written down. You could also set positive affirmations for yourself and reduce that negative self-talk. I don't know, sometimes I do that. I have negative self-talk. So focus on the good things you have done and think positive instead of having those negative thoughts. I have to admit that is something that I struggle with and trying hard to be more positive. I think it is because I am a perfectionist. And so if things aren't done perfect or when they aren't done to my standards, I can find it hard to accept. But seriously, I need to change the way of thinking because, you know, not everything's going to be perfect, right? So that's my way that I have to talk to myself and remove those negative thoughts. So what can you do to help you not have those negative thoughts? Also, you can reduce the number of goals you have on your plate, right? So you can prioritize the most important tasks or goals and move the less important or to a later time, or you can remove it altogether, right? So reduce the number of goals or tasks that you have on your plate. If you have a lot, then just pick the ones that are the most important to you and forget about the other ones right now, or either put them on the back burner, or maybe they're just some that you just don't even want to deal with right now. So that's one way of reducing a bit of mind clutter is by removing those thoughts of goals and tasks that you need to complete. Also, you can shut down social media. I know you're like, what? I know. I don't mean not altogether. I just mean certain times of the day, you can just shut down that social media because it can be such a time sucker. It really can. So give your brain a break and stop scrolling and shut it down. And once again, it's not altogether, but maybe certain times of the day, have that break and that will help. And the same thing with emails. If you're like me, you get a lot of emails. So instead of reading them every time they come in, take a break from them and just check them occasionally throughout the day. But it doesn't have to be something that you need to check every second. So not to focus so much on your emails and your social media, give yourself a bit of a break.
All right, so now we are on number five, which is work. And how can you simplify your workload? Have you heard Mark Twain's Eat the Frog? So basically, he is saying, do what you don't want to do first. Do it first and get it over with. And this helps you deal with procrastination, because once it's off your plate, everything else will seem easier. So once again, that's Mark Twain's thought of Eat the Frog. And he's saying, do what you don't want to do first, get it over with, and then you won't procrastinate. What else can you do to simplify your workload? Well, you could avoid multitasking and focus on one thing at a time until it is completed. It takes us longer to complete our tasks if we keep being interrupted, and we are more likely to make mistakes. So don't multitask if you can get away with it. I know sometimes we have to, but if we can try not to, like I said, if you can just shut down certain things while you're focusing on something else, that'll help you a lot with your mind clutter and your workload as well. Okay, what else can we do? We can write shorter emails. So get to the point when typing up your email. So get right to the point, and believe it or not, it's better for those that are other on the other end too, reading it. They don't have to read this really long email. So one way that you can simplify your workload is when you do need to respond to an email, that you make it short and to the point. And also, you could eliminate paperwork. Don't keep old receipts, files, manuals, etc. that you don't need. Let them go. So to help simplify your workload, and this actually could be for even at your home as well, you want to make sure that you don't have too much paperwork and just keep what you need. Perhaps scan some if you can. There's lots of ways. And actually, I'm going to be putting together a course on how to organize your paperwork. And when it's ready, I will let you know, because I know that having piles of paper is a struggle for many people. And I've had a lot of people tell me that they want me to develop a course on paper clutter. So I will be doing that in the very near future. And when it's ready, I will let you know. And speaking of courses, my Calm the Clutter course is up and running. So if you want more information on that course, hop onto my website at secondsetofhands.ca and go to courses. And once again, it's not the number two second, it's the written out secondsetofhands.ca. And go to courses. You will find the Calm the Clutter course available, and it is jam-packed with information on everything from how to let go, where to start, and every single room in your home is broken down on how to tackle those rooms. So it is a really awesome course, and I've got some great feedback. And once again, it's called Calm the Clutter. If you just want more information, feel free to check it out. And if you have any questions about the course or anything, feel free to send me a message. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Okay, so we have covered how to simplify your life by clearing the clutter in your home, right? We also talked about organizing your finances. We talked about letting go of toxic relationships. And we also talked about clearing the mind clutter. And last but not least, the fifth one was simplifying your workload. So I hope these tips will help you to simplify your life. And I will see you next time.